Attention. You're listening to The Daily Dose. The active ingredient in this program is common sense, which has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism. Be advised that listening may cause you to lean to the right.
The first official votes will be cast today in Iowa for the Republican presidential candidates. To be fair, some Iowans will be voting for the Democrat presidential candidates as well. But to be candid, that bores me. Besides, it frankly doesn't matter who will win the Democrat nomination because they are all socialists anyway. But regardless of the results, this process is far from over. In order to win the Republican nomination for president, a candidate needs to secure 1,237 delegates from the states, and Iowa only has 30. But it's not just that Iowa only has 30. Those 30 delegates will be divided proportionally amongst those who receive at least 3.33% of the final vote statewide. So it's quite likely that the winner may only walk away with about 10 delegates. Given this formula, along with the number of candidates on the ballot, it's easy to see why getting to 1,237 delegates could be tricky. So you may be wondering, what happens if no one reaches this threshold? Well, there would be what is called a brokered convention. I discussed this in more detail on the Antidote to Liberalism podcast, but suffice it to say that a brokered convention could be very messy. A brokered convention would likely mean bad news for conservatives. It would also likely mean bad news for Donald Trump. Why? Well, the party establishment would be directly involved in determining the final candidate for president. If that were the case, candidates like Rubio, Christie, Bush, and Kasich would be in favorable positions, assuming that they are still in the race at that point. Understanding this dynamic helps explain why there are so many candidates left in the field. It also demonstrates the importance of fundraising. A candidate can survive for some time simply by picking up a few delegates along the way, so long as they have money in the war chest and a campaign apparatus in place. But if they run short of funds, or if their key supporters abandon them for other candidates, the campaign will collapse. Regardless of what happens in Iowa, we have a long way to go before a nominee is chosen. So be sure to educate yourself, get registered, and then go vote. Well, unless you're a liberal. If that's the case, it's perfectly fine if you decide to stay home and watch from a distance.
Thank you for listening. To further boost your immunity, join Todd for his full-length program called The Antidote to Liberalism, available on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and our website, theantidotetoliberalism.com. Or connect with Todd directly on Twitter at CommonSenseGear or by email, todd@theantidotetoliberalism.com.